Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I got kind of bored today. I wasn't really bored. I had plenty to do, but I decided to actually do some real show prep today instead of just looking through stuff in the news to see what was interesting. So I ended up going through all of the LSRs in the state of New Hampshire. Now, for those who don't know, this is a legislative service request. It's a bill that has been put forward and is going to get a bill number soon. And there's a long list of these. I don't know exactly how many, but at least a few hundred.
Wow. And
yes, quite a few of them. Not all of them have text of the bill actually available. Some of them do, some of them don't. Like the constitutional amendment that we've been working on for independence doesn't have the actual text available there. But some of them are really disturbing. Some of them are also deeply encouraging. So let's get into some of these. Now, they all are prefaced by 2022, because that's the year they're going to be voted on and read and all of that. So I'm going to skip over that. But 2007 is going to prohibit state agencies from using facial recognition technology.
I like that one.
I do too.
So far, so good.
Yeah. The biggest surprise here for me is that I didn't recognize any of the names who were on this legislation. And going through this list of LSRs, which stands for, I think, Legislative Service Request, it really made me aware of how many state reps in New Hampshire I actually know. Like, I had a question on a few of these bills, and I just opened up Facebook and was like, hey, I recognize that name. And sure enough, shot them a message like, what's going on here? And a lot of them got back to me. Some of them didn't. Who cares? 2013 would establish criminal penalties for harming or threatening to harm an essential worker. Now, this is a Democrat bill, but I'm confused because isn't harming someone or threatening to harm someone already criminal?
Yeah, are they just trying to make it more criminal? And who's an essential worker? Because a lot of people are essential workers. Like, that would be, like, grocery store workers. Like, are they just talking about, like, EMTs and police officers and nurses here? Or are they talking about pretty much everybody?
They're using the executive order. I think it was Executive Order 17 that Sununu made to define what an essential worker is. So, yes, it's all of the restaurant employees, the gas station employees, the grocery store, the healthcare workers. But there are a few Democratic bills in here because this is definitely a Democratic bill. I mean, it tells you which rep sponsored it. These were all Democrats. There are a few in here that were just, we're going to take this thing that's already criminal and make a new law so that it's double criminal. It's very peculiar. I don't know why they would bother.
It doesn't really make any sense, and it kind of seems like a waste of time.
Democrats do love their committees, though. Probably 20% of all of the bills that were proposed by Democrats involved forming one committee or another to research incomprehensibly niche topic. Like, we need to study the effects of underwater swamp draining and log recovery. I mention that because there actually is a log recovery bill coming up. 2017 would require a background check prior to any commercial firearm sale.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
No. And here in New Hampshire, all you need in order to go to a gun store and buy a gun is proof of New Hampshire residency.
As it should be.
Yes, that's generally just a New Hampshire ID. And that they don't run that through a database or anything. They just need to make sure that the person they're selling the gun to is a New Hampshire resident.
I think you also can't be a felon, right?
Yes.
But that's like a federal thing.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Even the Democrats won't touch this bill. The only name attached to this bill was one person, the one who drafted the bill and put it forth. So
yeah, that's going nowhere.
Even if it did, I mean, the Senate is going to shoot this down and Sununu is going to veto it. So that's not going to happen, thankfully. 2028 would require an audit of the state police. The text for this one actually is available online, but what surprised me about this is that it was actually brought forward by Republicans, not Democrats. And they don't just want to audit how they're spending money, they want to audit how they're spending their time as well, and what sort of people they're prosecuting and what they're doing as, you know, state police.
I wonder if they're like Republican Republicans, or if they're like more libertarian type Republicans running, you know, libertarians running as a Republican.
It's difficult to tell because there's like 40-something liberty reps in the state house, and I don't know all of them. I know a fair number of them, but not all of them. 2037 turns representative pay into pennies. Now, for those who don't know, they already make like $3 for driving to Concord or something like that, and $250 a year.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Yeah. So this bill would change that to 2 cents a year and 3 cents versus $3. So they just chopped off a bunch of zeros, and I love it because someone actually took the time to run for the state house and make this their issue.
Yeah.
And they're taking what is already just inconsequentially low amounts of money and reducing it to the point where you might as well not even pay these people.
Well, yeah, and at that point, I mean, they're like, they're operating at a loss basically because of all like the gas money and stuff it takes just to do to be in these positions. I mean,
I think they're operating at a loss anyway because,
yeah, I mean, $250, that's nothing.
And I'm not sure exactly what that $250 is. I thought their salary was $100 a year. But the text of this was available online, but I had way too much to do to actually go through and carefully read all of these bills when really that's just funny and I like it, but I don't really care about the details of why they're doing it or versus what it is now. 2038 would repeal the prohibition on entering or remaining on a public way or sidewalk adjacent to a reproductive health care facility. So at the moment, it's illegal to protest at Planned Parenthood, essentially.
Oh, so that's what that's about. They want to make it legal to protest Planned Parenthood?
Yes. There are a ton of bills put forward dealing with abortion. There are as many dealing with abortion as there are dealing with cannabis.
Well, I don't know if you've seen this, but I keep getting the ads on YouTube, and I actually think I saw one on like a local New Hampshire news station as a commercial about the Sununu abortion ban and how it's going to be like the worst abortion ban in the history of New Hampshire. So I've been hearing all about that on YouTube and even on the TV. So
I don't know what the current status is of abortion laws in New Hampshire, but there are bills put forward that are going to change it one way or the other if any of them pass. Some of them want to repeal existing laws. Some of them want to make it harder for people to get abortions. Some of them want to make it easier. 2046 would repeal the law relative to certain discrimination in public workplaces and education. But the bill wasn't available, so I don't know what type of discrimination it wants to allow. I imagine it's going to be dealing with vaccine mandates and discrimination against the unvaccinated. But there are already several bills within the list of LSRs that deal with exactly that topic. So it's difficult to say. 2056 would reduce the rate of the meals and room tax, which is the only actual sales tax in New Hampshire. And it got reduced last year from 9% to 8.5%. So they want to reduce it again. And this time they want to increase the revenue sharing with municipalities in order to reduce property taxes. Of course, that's not the way it works. If the state just starts giving, like, the city of Keene money, the city of Keene isn't going to lower its property taxes. It's just going to suddenly have more money.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're going to find a way to spend it. 2061 is a constitutional amendment relating to reproductive medical decisions, providing that the state shall not infringe or unduly inconvenience the right of reproductive medical decisions. Like I said, a lot of these deal with abortion, and this is one of these. This is an amendment that I'm generally okay with, except that it doesn't go far enough. It should say that the state shall not infringe or unduly inconvenience the right of medical decisions.
Just period.
All medical decisions. Yeah. But, of course, they didn't do that, probably because that would make it more difficult to pass. 2065 was a curious one, and I had to message one of the reps who sponsored it to find out exactly what they were talking about. Reducing the penalty for sex work within one's own home.
Hmm.
The penalty, the new penalty would be $10 for a first offense and $50 for a second offense. It doesn't say anything about a third offense or anything like that, but just curious. There's lots of these coming up. Some of them really disturbing. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we are currently suspended from YouTube again. I think it was for medical misinformation, but I don't really remember the specifics at this point, and it doesn't really matter to me. We're suspended, I think, for 2 weeks, and the strike will come off sometime in March or some... I don't know, and I don't really care, because you should be watching us on our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com, where we don't have to put up with this nonsense, where our viewers don't know if we're going to be there from day to day. Because there's, as someone pointed out on the backup YouTube channel that we're streaming to, there's no way for us to notify subscribers on YouTube that we've been suspended, because we've been suspended and can't make a video or do one of their stupid social media posts about how we've been suspended. So just get away from it. Just stop watching us there, and we can all forget that the YouTube thing ever happened. Video.freetalklive.com, that's where you can find us, and you don't have to worry about whether or not we're actually going to be streaming on a day-to-day basis, because we'll always be streaming there. Now, we're talking about New Hampshire legislative service requests that have been put in. Now, these are bills that various representatives, there's like 400 and something state representatives, have put forward. And a lot of them are redundant. A lot of them deal with cannabis. A lot of them deal with abortion. And a lot of them deal with COVID-19. Those are the primary things that all of these bills deal with. So the most recent one was 2065, which reduces the penalty of getting caught as a sex worker to $10 for a first offense and $50 for a second offense. And when the state rep who sponsored this got back to me, there was also something in there about having safe sex, further reducing the fines. I don't know. I just wanted a general idea of what they were reducing the penalty to. So, I mean, it's a bill, so it's got some complexities to it. Another CACR, which is a constitutional amendment, would provide that the Attorney General be elected by a majority vote of the members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, rather than being appointed by the governor, which is, I think, it doesn't say rather than be appointed by the governor, but I think that's how it happens right now. I'm not entirely sure. 2083 basically gives medical professionals the right to deny abortion services. Strangely, it limits this to just abortions instead of giving medical professionals the right to deny any services. Now, what I was really hoping for as I looked through all of these was I was hoping to find some sort of obvious hypocrisy of someone putting forward a bill saying doctors should be able to deny abortion services, but also sponsoring a bill saying doctors shouldn't be able to deny care to the unvaccinated, because doctors can either make those decisions or they can't. But sadly, there were no such, you know, obvious examples of hypocrisy.
I remember when I was in nursing school, somebody asked, like, the topic of, like, what if we don't agree with homosexuality, or what if we don't agree with abortion? Things like that came up. And my nursing professor just straight up was like, if you can't put that behind you and give proper medical care to somebody and let them have their right to choose, then you picked the wrong profession.
I've seen that a lot from, like, posts on social media of people saying, you know, that's how their professors responded, saying, like, what if I don't agree and I don't want to give this trans person treatment? And the instructor was like, well, then find a different career.
Yeah.
And I generally think that's how doctors should approach it, because of the Hippocratic Oath and all of that. I don't want my doctor to be swayed by their personal feelings on things.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't have to agree with it and you don't have to understand it, but to mistreat somebody because they're trans or because they're gay or because they had an abortion or whatever else their medical history might hold is just, you should not work in healthcare.
Absolutely. 2088 is where it gets horrifying. It allows the biological father of an unborn child to petition the court for an injunction prohibiting the biological mother from having an abortion. Now, this basically means that if a guy has unprotected sex, the two guys who put forward this legislation, because there were only two sponsors and both of them surprisingly were men, they honestly believe that not wearing protection while having sex gives them the right to claim ownership of a woman's body for the next 9 months of her life. I don't know any other way of looking at this,
yeah,
this draconian legislation.
It's disgusting.
And they want to Can you? I can't imagine being one of these biological fathers trying to petition the court saying, hey, no, you need to make her do this. Take her body that isn't hers. It belongs to the court. Now exercise that authority.
I've actually had somebody argue in favor of that with me before. I guess his partner had an abortion and he was just like so upset by it. And it's like, okay, you can be upset by it, but it's her body and not yours. Like, she's the one who's going to have to carry this child for 9 months and give birth to it. And you can dip out at any time. You might have to pay child support or something, but like, she essentially, you know, has to go through all of this. I mean,
it's definitely not an even playing field.
No.
And to no surprise, most of the bills that were put forward that would restrict abortion in some way were almost entirely dominated by male co-sponsors.
Yeah, they usually are.
Yeah, and all of the ones that went the other way were dominated almost entirely by female co-sponsors. There was some crossover, like you see a 70-year-old Republican woman who's on one of these bills.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, big surprise there, right? So another one, 2093, I don't even know what an officer of register of probates is.
A probation officer?
I don't think so, but I honestly don't know. It's an elected position. I see it here on the ballot in Keene for the officer of probates, or the officer of register of probates. I don't know what that is, but that's okay because I end up knowing anyone running for it, so I'm not going to vote for it. But this constitutional amendment would eliminate the entire position entirely.
Perfect.
That's exactly my response. I was like, I don't even know what they are.
Don't care.
Nope. It's just a government position, and this bill gets rid of it.
Let's put forward a bill. Just eliminate all government positions.
Well, that would be great. But I will take starting with one government position.
I'll take it.
And maybe next time we can have more than one. 2101 would prohibit unlawful discrimination in public and non-public schools. Again, a Democrat bill that is taking something that's already unlawful and making it prohibited as well.
It's like, it seems like it's one of those things where, like, they just change a few words and, you know, the change of language just makes it a completely different thing.
2111, relative to the number of rounds allowed for hunting regardless of firearm capacity. It sounds silly, but the text of this bill was actually available, so I read it, and what it actually does is declare that semi-automatic weapons are usable for hunting game.
Okay.
And at present, presumably, you can't have X number of rounds in a semi-automatic weapon because it's not usable for hunting game. So having this legislation would allow you to have more ammunition in your semi-automatic weapon and have legal binding justification for carrying it around with you.
Cool.
So 2115 is another constitutional amendment that would provide that all adults have the right to possess, use, and cultivate cannabis, subject to regulation by the legislature. There's another constitutional amendment dealing with cannabis, and the reason that this is necessary is because Sununu has said he's going to veto any cannabis legalization that comes before him. But if it's a constitutional amendment, he can't veto it.
Ah.
So that's why there's not one, but two, maybe more, I don't recall exactly, constitutional amendments that would allow people to have cannabis. More coming up, it's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues, Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schroeder ripped into Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger for attempting to admit evidence through a line of questioning with Kyle Rittenhouse that Schroeder had previously ruled Binger could not ask about.
So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the
Don't
testimony.
Get brazen with me. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
Inflation is spiking big in the United States. Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the consumer price index rising 0.9% in October. Many analysts are blaming supply chain issues for the increase, the White House announcing President Biden will sign a big infrastructure bill on Monday. USA Radio News. Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the consumer price index rising 0.9% in October. This as supply chain issues continue across the country, with stores even warning folks that your traditional Thanksgiving Day items may not be available this year. Congressman Andrew Harris telling Fox News a lot of people in his district are concerned.
What's on people's minds are the fact that, again, they may not be able to get the things they need for Thanksgiving. If they do, it's going to cost more. If they travel, it's going to cost more. This infrastructure bill, again, and especially the one that the president still hopes that Congress passes, will do nothing except make those problems worse.
The mountain of lawsuits over the AstroWorld concert tragedy in Houston is growing. The latest is filed by attorney Marco Crawford, whose daughter was in the crowd with her friends. Eight people were killed, including two teenagers, when the crowd surged towards the stage. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talking about the ups and downs being presented in New Hampshire. Because the Free State Project, the Liberty Movement, we haven't won the battle. We've seen a lot of successes, and we're seeing more successes right now than we've ever seen at any point. But a lot of people, they hear some of these bills and they say, oh, the Free State Project is clearly a failure. Well, no, these things take time. And this is one of the issues I have with people is I'm limited to just Facebook, so I spend some time, you know, checking out the FSP groups and all of that, and they refrain from people that, oh my goodness, if you guys secede, as in secede from the United States, I'll totally move to New Hampshire. And, you know, I kind of don't want people like that to come here. I want people to come here who are actually willing to fight for liberty because they believe in it. If they're not willing to put in any work to achieve a thing, I kind of have a hard time believing they want to actually achieve that thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
So the fight is still ongoing, and it's going well, but there are some hiccups, right? 2121 would repeal the prohibition on conversion therapy for minors.
For minors?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I missed that detail as well. I guess it makes sense that I think about it, that conversion therapy for adults is still legal, but this is worse than that. This is a bill that I'm going to have to actually attend the hearing for and as a trans person speak out against conversion therapy for minors, because I can't imagine what monsters would support this. It gets a little more stupid, though. 2127 would add a sexual reassignment to the definition of child abuse. I've emailed this rep just saying, hey, I think you and I should talk because I think I can clear up some of the misconceptions you may have about what it means to be trans. And to my surprise, within just a few minutes, the state rep emailed me back.
Oh, wow.
Saying, it doesn't apply to you. It only applies to minors. Oh, well, that changes everything, doesn't it? What kind of sociopath has that as their response? What do you care about this law? It doesn't affect you. Dude, if you were writing a law to round up and kill all the black people, I would email you and be like, hey, you can't do this. That's horrible. And if your response was, what do you care? It doesn't affect you personally. You're a sociopath, dude. I'm trying to be cordial with this guy, right? So I didn't respond, oh, my God, you're a sociopath. Please don't ever email me back again. Instead, I was like, well, no, I realize that it doesn't affect me, but I want you to understand that the decision about whether or not to transition should be between a child, their parents, and their doctors, in the same way as whether or not you want to get vaccinated should be an individual choice between your doctor and you. The government shouldn't get involved in telling you whether or not it's in your best interest to get vaccinated. And similarly, they shouldn't get involved telling you whether or not it's in your best interest to let your child transition. No response from that yet. So hopefully, but still absolutely bizarre that anyone would suggest that.
Yikes.
Every bill in New Hampshire gets a hearing. And this one will get a hearing. I don't know if I actually want to even bother to go to this one because it's stupid, but it's also not likely to pass. And I'm not going to, you know, reach this guy on the issue itself. I think on the issue of conversion therapy, it's worth doing because I could actually reach the people who are advocates of this. Like, hey, look, I've been through this crap. You don't do this to human beings. So 2129, relating to the use, sale, or cultivation of cannabis, providing that the state shall make no law prohibiting the use, sale, or cultivation of cannabis for persons over 18 years of age. I like that one. The other one allowed it to be regulated by Congress. This one, though, is not a constitutional amendment, which means this one could be vetoed if it ever reached Sununu's desk. It is my favorite as far as wording goes, but it's my least favorite because it's also least likely to be successful. 2131 is one of my favorites. Relative to the recovery of submerged logs. As in underwater logs. So imagine being a state rep and this being your issue. This is your issue of choice. This is what you're doing with your life, is writing laws about how to recover underwater logs. It only has one sponsor available. There's no text available for it yet, but it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, you can imagine what the text would be.
I have to read this thing, man. Someone took time out of their day, out of their life, to become a state representative so they could write a law about how to recover underwater logs. And it's got to be great.
You know, this, like, specific thing happened to them, and that's why they're like, yeah, no, I got to write a law for this. This could never happen to me ever again.
I certainly hope that's the case. 2142, including state medical facilities and the statute providing medical freedom in immunizations. I would like to see this one passed, because if any employee doesn't want to get vaccinated, I think that's their right, but
absolutely.
The state medical facilities, on the other hand, I don't know how they're not already included within the prohibition on vaccine mandates that the state of New Hampshire already has in place. Because there are state medical facilities. I think all of them in New Hampshire are state medical facilities. So why doesn't that law apply to them already? Evidently, it doesn't. 2149 relates to recording interactions with public officials. No text is available, so it's not clear whether someone is trying to make it obviously legal to record public officials or whether to make it illegal. However, it has Max Abramson and Kevin Craig as sponsors. And Kevin Craig, I sort of know. Max Abramson is friends with me on Facebook. I know him fairly well. He's a Liberty rep. So I imagine it's just enshrining in law the right to record public officials, but
yeah,
without seeing the text, I'm just assuming that. 2160 relates to the governor's power to declare a state of emergency. Again, no text available, but given everything that's happened and this being the state of New Hampshire, I suspect they're trying to make it so that the Congress has to declare a state of emergency. Because when you think about it, it's kind of stupid that Sununu, that the executive branch can declare a state of emergency that gives the executive branch unlimited amounts of power, essentially.
Yeah, there's just no checks there.
There's another one that would limit the authority for city council bylaws and ordinances, and I think we all know why this is. New Hampshire is a home rule state, which means that cities and towns in New Hampshire can only do what the state legislative branch allows them to do in their town and city charters. And I suspect they're going to restrict face coverings and vaccine requirements from the city charters. I don't know, because again, no text is available. But this being New Hampshire and that bill being introduced by Republicans, I think that's a fair assumption. 2184 is a fun one. It establishes a commission brought to you by Democrats because they I'm not kidding, they love their committees.
The committee for committees?
Yes. To study revenue alternatives to the road toll for electric-powered and hybrid vehicles for the funding of improvements to the state's highways and bridges and the resulting improvements to the environment. Now, I included that one because it just makes me ask, what is this person doing with their life? This is what gets them up in the morning, is writing legislation to establish commissions about electric-powered vehicles and toll bridges. That's sad.
And that's the thing, too. Like, there's so many more important issues to spend your time, you know, worried about, and that's what this person put forward.
Well, I have one of the most urgent and pressing and important issues coming to you from 2227. If passed, it would urge the United Kingdom to return the Parthenon, or Elgin marbles, to Greece.
What?
Yes.
It doesn't even have anything to do with the United States, let alone, never mind New Hampshire. What?
Two people sponsored this nonsense. So it's not just one random lunatic going.
Is it a joke?
I hope so. I mean, yes, obviously it's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. But are they serious? Are they?
Yeah, do they know that it's a joke?
I just imagine these two state reps who, like, can't sleep at night because they're so worried about the Elgin marbles not being returned to Greece and the United Kingdom is just not giving them back. And it's driving them crazy. So they have to run for state rep and file this bill that would urge the UK to do it. Man, politics is fun, and in New Hampshire, you never know what to expect. I did not expect to see anything about the Parthenon in the LSRs today. There's more coming up, though. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in, your calls and thoughts are welcome. That's 603-283-6160. And the BitBox is a 100% open source wallet, hardware wallet, that mitigates a lot of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. And that's why we're giving one away. All you have to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. And then toot a screenshot of your subscription to me on our social media server, which you can find at social.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing a winner at random on an upcoming unannounced episode of Free Talk Live using some methodology that we haven't even determined yet. We don't know how we're going to select it at random, but it will be random and it will be live streamed, so you'll know it's fair. If you don't want to participate in the giveaway, though, just go to box.freetalklive.com. You can buy one there. Use code FTL for a 5% discount, because these are kind of pricey. It's $150 for one of these hardware wallets. But if you have more than $150 worth of cryptocurrency, it's better kept in cold storage like a hardware wallet. So that's box.freetalklive.com. Going over some of these insane bills proposed by insane people in the New Hampshire House of Representatives. We're not going to top the one that urges the United Kingdom to return the Parthenon marbles to Greece, just so people know. That's the height of insanity. I thought when I was reading through this that the one about, you know, how to recover submerged logs was going to be the craziest thing I read today. And then I saw that and my eyes just glazed over and I went, that's either brilliant, because that's the kind of thing I would do if I was a House of if I was a representative. Let's make the most useless bill possible.
Just waste everybody's time.
Yeah, and waste people's time and money, because Dave Ridley calculates that it costs about $2,000 for a bill to have a hearing in the state of New Hampshire, and every single bill has to have a hearing. So that's $2,000 for this nonsense. And as someone who just cost the city of Keene $12,000, I approve wholeheartedly. Speaking of things I did, though, 2228, I suspect I had a hand in its creation. It would require certain voters to declare a party affiliation prior to a state primary election and require candidates to be members of political parties for a certain amount of time prior to an election in which candidates seek office. Now, the reason I think this is related to me is because there was a very inaccurate and incorrect rumor going around that I joined the Republicans like the day I filed to run for sheriff. Like, I saw the Republicans didn't file anyone, so I switched my registration. In actuality, I had been registered as a Republican for like 18 months at that point. But for whatever reason, the rumor spread that she just registered to run as the Republican sheriff. And so they want to do something to prevent that from happening again, but that didn't even happen the first time. I suspect that's the reason for it, because I've never seen any other legislation proposed requiring people to be a party member for X amount of time before they can run for office. So who knows? 2243 is my favorite. It's another constitutional amendment providing that the state peaceably declares independence from the United States and proceeds as a sovereign nation. And I smile every time I say that. 2251, another constitutional amendment, significantly more stupid. It provides that all references to person in the New Hampshire Constitution be gender neutral. And I get it, but I don't get why anyone would waste their time on it.
Wait, can you read that again? What?
It would take all references of, like, man or
Okay.
And use a gender neutral term, like person, I guess.
Yeah.
I get why that's important to some people, but it's silly that you have to have a constitutional amendment in order to do that in the first place. It's like, we all kind of know what they meant, so just write it how you want, and it'll be fine. But that's not enough for some people. 2304 is a problem. I don't see it passing, but it basically would make cop blocking illegal. It is relative to impeding, provoking, or harassing law enforcement officers. So if an officer is doing something and you come within 30 feet of them, that's a Class A misdemeanor.
Is there one about police officers harassing innocent people?
Well, you would hope so, but no, of course not. So I don't think that has much of a chance of passing in New Hampshire, but you never know. 2370 is brought to us by Mark Warden of Porcupine Real Estate. I didn't even realize he was a state representative until I went through this list. It would prohibit surveillance by the state on public ways or sidewalks. So the state can't have any cameras on sidewalks or any of that nonsense. And I don't think they do at the moment, but I like the idea of saying, hey, government, yeah, you just can't do that.
In Massachusetts, they have them everywhere. All over the Mass Pike, you can see the cameras. It's super creepy.
It is creepy, and you can't confront those accusers. I know that red light cameras are illegal in New Hampshire, so this would just sort of be an extension of that. I mean, that's why you don't ever see any.
Yeah, I never really noticed.
2375 would prohibit law enforcement from encrypting public frequencies. Now, this seems kind of pointless since a lot of them use easily decrypted frequencies anyway. Like, Keene PD's is technically encrypted, but it's very easy to get around that. But sure, let's do it. 2398 is a confusing one. It would permit voluntary donations to municipalities or the state to fund certain projects or to reduce taxation. So this is something that... The whole reason the independence movement really got kickstarted was they really called the show wanting someone to pay $2,000 to get this secession bill read in the House of Representatives. And, you know, we're like, okay, we're in for it. Let's do it. And what we learned very quickly was that there actually isn't a mechanism for you to voluntarily give the government money. And that seems weird to me because...
Because they love it when you give them money.
Yeah. But I also realize the reason there is no such mechanism in place is because no one in their right mind would just say, hey, government, here's $4,000. You go spend that however you want. So, of course, there's no such mechanism in place because no one wants to give the government money. This bill would allow that to happen. I still don't want people giving the government money, even if it's voluntary, because the government can use that money to do very evil things, but...
It's better than them stealing it.
It is better than them stealing it. So I appreciate the law, and I don't know how to feel about it, but that's where it's at. 2429, relative to state recognition of biological sex. There's no text on this one, but it's brought forward by four Republicans who seem likely to be TERFs. That's trans-exclusionary radical feminists. So I've got better things to do than email them like, what even is this nonsense? 2475, relative to money, coin, or currency, which may be forfeited in connection with a drug offense. Mike Sylvia brought this one on, and he's leading the charge for New Hampshire independence in the state house. So I'm curious what this one would actually say. 2618, I'm excited about decriminalizing the possession and use of psilocybin mushrooms.
Nice.
The bill is actually bipartisan. Both Republicans and Democrats have co-sponsored it. But I suspect that the two Republican reps who did are actually, Liberty reps.
Yeah.
But
see, look at mushrooms bringing people together, uniting our state.
It would be great to see this passed. 2692 would urge the United States Congress to remove the exception from the 13th Amendment that allows slavery as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. I'd be happy to see this pass, but it wouldn't actually do anything. Just like urging the United Kingdom to give back the Parthenon to Greece wouldn't actually do anything. 2783, relative to digital assets and digital securities. Mark Warden, again of Porcupine Real Estate, and Jason Osborne are sponsors of this bill. So it's related to cryptocurrencies, and it's sponsored by two very well-known Liberty Movement members. I'm curious to see what it says. 2786 really confused me. Relative to the taking of gray squirrels, there are six sponsors to whatever this insane bill has to say. They got six people to sponsor a bill about the taking of gray squirrels. But the fact that they got six sponsors wasn't really the reason that I brought this one in. It was because I had to read it repeatedly because every time I did, I thought they were saying gay squirrels.
And I was, they're turning the squirrels gay.
I was so confused about how they were figuring out which squirrels were gay and which ones weren't and why they were only taking the gay ones. And so I went, oh my God, that's gray squirrels. I guess it kind of does get crazy. One state rep wants to express the appreciation of the general court to Nicole Knox Murphy for her song, My 603. Expressing the what? Other stupid stuff. 2917 recognizes the second Thursday in October as Children's Environmental Health Day.
Oh my God.
All of these. There were many of these. That one was just the most obscure. So that's it. There's more coming up, including a second grader who got suspended 38 times for not wearing a mask in school. And the New Hampshire Executive Council has reversed course, and they're accepting the government's blood money.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.